Adam Kinzinger appears to regret Biden endorsement after disastrous debate. By Christina Wong on June 28, 2024. Former Representative Adam Kinzinger appeared to regret his very recent endorsement of President Joe Biden. After the latter's abysmal performance during the first 2024 presidential debate. On Wednesday, Kinzinger released a statement endorsing Biden. But on Friday, as the Washington Examiner's Byron York noted on X, Kinzinger was reposting calls for Biden to step down as his party's presidential candidate. Former Rep. Kinzinger rolled out his Biden endorsement on Thursday morning. On Friday morning, he was retweeting calls for Biden to step down. Kinzinger reposted Newsbuster CEO Curtis Houck, who posted a video clip and transcript of MSNBC show host Joe Scarborough suggesting that Biden step aside. Scarborough said, "I think we have to ask the same questions of him that we have asked of Donald Trump since 2016. And that is, if he were CEO and he turned in a performance like that, would any corporation in America, any Fortune 500 corporation in America keep him on as CEO?" Kinzinger also reposted a video clip from Jon Stewart's show criticizing both Trump and Biden. The former congressman and posted Canadian-American political commentator and former George W. Bush speechwriter David Frum slamming Republicans for choosing Trump as their presumptive nominee. "Biden failed to do his job properly last night. Democrats failed to head off that failure. But the reason the failure matters so much, as it wouldn't in a Biden-Haley race, is that one of the two great parties is ratifying an attempted coup d'etat." End. David Frum, at David Frum, June 28, 2024. Frum is also a staff writer for The Atlantic magazine, which Trump slammed during Thursday's debate as a third-rate magazine that's failing. The magazine published an anonymously sourced hit piece on Trump claiming that he had called fallen World War II troops suckers and losers. Trump said about that allegation, "They made it up. It was in a third-rate magazine that's failing, like many of these magazines. He made that up. He put it in commercials. We've notified him. We had 19 people that said I didn't say it. And think of this, who would say, I'm at a cemetery. Or I'm talking about our veterans, because nobody's taken better care. I'm so glad this came up, and he brought it up. There's nobody that's taken better care of our soldiers than I have," he said. Trump added, "To think that I would, in front of generals and others, say suckers and losers, we have 19 people that said it was never said by me. It was made up by him, just like Russia, Russia. Russia was made up, just like the 51 intelligence agents are made up. Just like the new thing with the 16 economists are talking. It's the same thing. 51 intelligence agents said that the laptop was Russia disinformation. It wasn't. That came from his son, Hunter. It wasn't Russia disinformation. He made up the suckers and losers, so he should apologize to me right now." Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.